Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The center may soon let the salary dip into their provident fund savings once every 10 years, report Priyansh Verma and Ishan Gera. The government is considering relaxing the stringent rules for withdrawing money from the retirement fund, allowing subscribers to withdraw their entire corpus or a part of it once every decade. If implemented, this change could enable EPFO members to tap into their savings even in their 30s. Now, onto a story that literally took off this morning. Eternal CEO Deepinder Goyal-backed LAT Aerospace has bought a Bombardier Global jet, report Chandra R. Shrikant and Yarukullah Khan. The Bombardier Global Series aircraft has been parked in the Delhi Airport's VIP bay since June and is scheduled to operate on July 16th. In trade news, a day after President Donald Trump announced a deal with Indonesia, he has said that his deal with India will follow on similar lines. Ishan Gera crunched the numbers on how much India can gain or lose from the new terms between Washington and Jakarta. His verdict: Indonesia has more to lose than India, other things remaining equal in the tariffs. Despite the decline of India's participatory notes, P-notes market, Goldman Sachs is thriving in this space, reports Pawan Brugula. In 2025 alone, Goldman Sachs has executed at least 15 separate share purchases on behalf of its P-note clients, including investments in prominent companies such as Eternal, Paytm, and Bharti Airtel. Private equity giant Blackstone is doubling down on India, especially in the infrastructure and energy sectors, reports Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. Blackstone, the world's largest alternative investment manager, is looking to hire senior investment and operations professionals to build a team for infrastructure and energy investments in India. Swaraj also reports that consumer durables maker and electronics manufacturing services firm Amber Enterprises plans to raise as much as 3,000 crore rupees through two fundraising efforts. The company will raise around 1,500 crore rupees through a qualified institutional placement of its listed entity Amber Enterprises, while its EMS subsidiary, Ilgen Electronics, is eyeing 1,200 to 1,500 crore rupees through an initial public offering. A day after Karnataka's Congress government took a socialist call on the movies and put a 200 rupee cap on movie tickets, Mariam Faruqi writes on how the sudden move could hit the franchise-led expansion of PVR Inox and force cinemas to rely even more on food and beverage sales to lift revenues. Karnataka contributes around 8% to the Hindi box office and around 10% to overall collections. Movie tickets used to cost 260 rupees on average in the state before this political push. India ranked 6th globally in nuclear capacity addition between 2015 and 2024, adding 2.9 gigawatts of nuclear power capacity, reports Ishan Gera. While India added a third of its total 8.7 gigawatt nuclear capacity in the last decade, several neighboring countries have moved at an even faster pace. India's share of nuclear power, 1.7%, is lower than China, 2.2%, and Japan, 4.8%, and much lower than Pakistan, where 7.6% of installed operating capacity comes from nuclear. If you are interested in the craze around crypto, do read Dabangna Ghosh's report on how Bhutan is embracing cryptocurrency. The Himalayan Kingdom has launched a crypto payment system allowing tourists to pay for goods and services using cryptocurrency, which is converted to fiat currency. Zooming out to the broader crypto world, Shishir Astana explains what's fueling Bitcoin's bull run. Bitcoin has surged to a new peak of $123,153.22, marking a 27% increase for the year, with companies and institutional investors making substantial purchases ahead of Crypto Week in the US. The US House of Representatives is likely to clear significant crypto-related bills. And finally, as India's indigenous defense manufacturing rush gathers pace after Operation Sindoor, do read Bhartendu Kumar Singh's take on why India's defense industrial dreams will remain just that unless states roll up their sleeves.
Andhra Pradesh's revised aerospace and defense cluster policy is a step in the right direction, but the creation of a truly powerful Indian military-industrial complex, he argues, will depend a great deal on how many other states come to the party and roll out new policies for DefTech. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.